perfectly. Okay. A coat, a matching coat and pants would be a suit. And what about what's the difference between a suit that you bought this year and a suit that you bought last year? You'd say one is old and the other
is newer.
So it would be a new
suit.
Does Jim ever come home with his pockets stuffed full of things?
Yes, he has.
And you'd look at, when you look at the pockets, you'd say they were doing what?
Bulging. Jim answers the phone, son.
What about, do you ever have trouble with clothes in hot water, and when you buy them they fit, and when you put them in hot water they don't? Yes. What happens to them?
They shrink. I have had that happen.
If a girl spends all of her time in front of a mirror making herself look pretty, what would you say she likes to do?
Oh, prayer.
What do you call a small leather container with a clasp on it that women carry money in?
Billfold.
Or what else would you carry something that you put the billfold in?
A purse?
Yes, a purse or any other things that you carry.
A handbag.
What else would a girl wear around her wrist besides a watch?
Oh, bracelets.
Mm-hmm. What do men wear to hold their trousers?
Belts. Or some with suspenders.
What do you, when it rains around here, what do you carry with you when you go to work?
An umbrella. But mine's always the opposite place, you see.
What is the last thing you put on a bed when you want to, when you finish making it up? The top cover, what's the last thing that you put on?
The bedspread.
At the head of the bed, what do you put your head on?
A pillow.
Do you remember, I don't know if you ever had these or not, they used to make these out of maybe the same material they'd make quilting out of, and it would be a large pillow that would go all the way across the bed, maybe some of them were rounded with flat ends.
I think I've heard those called posters, bolsters or something like that. Bolster, I believe. Bolster.
If you said the bolster didn't go all the way across the bed, if it just stopped, it didn't go all the way across the bed. It just, that bolster didn't go part way across the bed. If you were comparing it to another one that did go all the way across,
mm-hmm.
You'd say the one that went all the way across, it went
full width of the bed.
Do you ever remember going to a quilting party or hearing about?
No, but I've heard about it.
What you call a bed cover that is old-fashioned and hand-pieced out of scraps of leftover clothing?
Quilts.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a makeshift sleeping place down on the floor?
Oh, pallets. Yes, we enjoyed those when we were small. You know, when they go visit and someone, you know, and they pallet on the floor. That was, we thought that was really living.
A flat lowland along the stream that maybe overflowed in the springtime and you plow it up later. It's very flat and low and it's maybe a fertile place. What would you call this?
I think I've heard my uncle refer to it as bottom land.
What about a low-lying grassland? A piece that is sort of low and nothing grows on except grass. It's not a gully, but it's not quite as low as the gully, but it would be in between.
Meadowland, I guess. Uh-huh.
And what about an area that's just almost completely flooded with water and maybe draws mosquitoes and things like this? You see a lot of these in Florida. What would you call that?
What are they called? Swamp area.
Have you ever been to the